Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Riddle me this. Clearly, it's a big game for the Steelers. We get it. They're on a two-game losing streak. Really good team coming into town. But is there a larger picture here? And before you answer that, may I play you a clip from Mike Florio the other day?
Yes.
Where he talked about limits, if we have that, the big picture ramifications of what's going on here. And I mentioned it yesterday or whenever you were at the Tomlin news conference, I guess. I don't even remember if you were here
Tuesday,
Bob.
I was here yesterday.
Yeah. And we talked about...
God, I make an impact on it.
We talked about... how they've been teetering in recent years. There have been times where it feels like, wow, the wheels are finally going to come off this thing that seems to be barely chugging along at 9-8 or 10-7 or whatever it is and getting crushed in playoff games. Like their heads are just above water. Well, here they are again at 4-3, but it feels a little different. It feels like the potential is here for a really good offense to come in and just blast the Steelers out of the building. And I don't know, do they recover from that? I don't know. Is this the year that it comes apart? And then what if it does? Let's listen to Mike Florio for a moment, Bob.
Lose on Sunday, give up another 450 yards. It's going to start. Sometimes you just wonder, is there a point where the message no longer resonates? Is there a point where they have grown numb to all the Mike Tomlin sayings,
yeah,
like Pete Carroll in Seattle, like Andy Reid in Philadelphia?
Right.
Is there a point,
right,
John Harbaugh maybe in Baltimore, is there a point where you need to completely overhaul the locker room or you need to overhaul the coaching staff?
Thoughts?
I mean, no matter who you are as a head coach, that time will come. Someone once told me when you're hired to be a head coach, you're hired to be fired. You know that it's a short-lived in most cases, but this is a long tenure for Mike Tomlin. It's one of the best in terms of tenure ever in the NFL, and it's unusual. But just like we saw with the Mike Sullivan situation, at some point that could be an issue. Now, you ask about this game specifically. I think this is a very big game for all things around this topic. You know, how they play is very important, but winning is even more important. If they play well and win and come out defensively and play well, then obviously they've made – some corrections, and can that sustain itself throughout the course of the regular season? If they don't, they go to 4-4, and then all questions start happening, and then it becomes a distraction, which is something that nobody ever wants in their locker room, but it will exist. So, I mean, that's how important this game is, I think, for everyone involved in the Steeler organization.
What about the idea of that message getting old? You said that it happens.
Don't you think it happens with all coaches?
Of course it happens, and that's one of the things that comes up around here is this horror at the thought of moving on from Mike Tomlin that I think exists within the walls of Art's office and maybe others over there. And really, you know, the Patriots moved on from Belichick. the Eagles moved on from Andy Reid and everybody lived happily ever after. Both those organizations have multiple Super Bowls. The Bucs moved on from Tony Dungy. It just happens. It's okay. And if you believe in your ability to go out and get another great coach, which you should, then it would be okay. It really would. And it would be okay for him. Everybody would live maybe happily ever after. That's why I thought he should have taken the call from the Bears, you know, and gone out and gotten a first round pick. I thought that Ravens game was rock bottom of the Tomlin era. I really did.
Again, he could prove us wrong. Way they played, it was horrific.
Right.
You know, they let things happen. And that defense hasn't gotten any better. In fact, it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
Then, overall, which is why they're 32nd against the pass. So, yeah, I think this whole stretch is a big stretch.
Me thinking that what if they do play – like, I'm not going to give them the pony free pass like last year's Cleveland game, but if they play really well in this game and they lose 24-21, you know, in a great game, I think that would actually bode well. My concern here is that with the way they're teetering, that Danny Dimes and Johnny Taylor and company come in and deliver a knockout blow, maybe on this season and maybe on the Tomlin era. I don't think that's too far-fetched. Not that he would get fired next week. That's not what I mean. It would just become so abundantly clear that in a year where they thought they'd have a historically good defense and the all-in, maybe a little playoff run and things like that, that if it falls apart to that degree and then you got to go in and play the Chargers, it's just, to me, it'll be a season with lost hope if that happens.
Yeah, I think that's the stuff that would lead people to think, okay, is there time? And if nothing else, there should be a change in his coaching staff. That's what normally happens. We saw it with Matt Canada. It took a while, but finally it happened. And that would have to be the next step, because I think at the end of the season, that's when all things can be determined.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the contract status says. So this game is important for that. But I think, you know, we talked about this yesterday. They could win this division because how ugly it is.
Sure.
At 9-8. And
what do you think of the Ravens tonight?
I love the Ravens tonight.
I don't.
You don't?
I think they're going to win the game. I think that Miami is coming up.
What's the point spread?
What is the point spread, oh limitless wonder?
7.5.
Well, that's a lot of points. I didn't know it was that high.
Well, let me ask you, Bob, because the Dolphins just blew out the Falcons in Atlanta, and the Falcons blew out the Bills in the same
venue. We have more blowouts than what?
The 1960 World Series.
There you go.
And the Dolphins have been right there in other games. They outplayed the Bills in Buffalo. We all watched that game. They lost by 2 to the Chargers. And like I said, they just beat Atlanta. They lost by 6 to the Patriots. I'm not understanding why everybody thinks the Ravens are going to rise up from the mat and suddenly look like last year's Ravens.
It's because the Ravens are going to – I think Miami is better probably than their record and the way their play is. I just think the Ravens are going to put it together here. Lamar Jackson is their catapult. Last week they ran the ball back to where they were running it.
Yeah.
When he was in there with Derrick Henry. That's going to be the thing. They're going to get back to that. They'll be able to score a lot, which will cover up some of their blemishes on defense. And I expect this to be a higher scoring game.
Yeah.
For that reason. But
I think the Ravens will win, believe me.
And if they do, look at their schedule coming up. They got a few games that they can get right back to 5-5 or even better than that. And that puts pressure on everyone in the North, because those head-to-head meetings are coming up. And that will ultimately determine
everything. No doubt,
everything.
But Tua is coming off a game in which he was 20 of 26 for 4 touchdowns and
against
no picks.
Against a good Atlanta defense, by the
yes.
way. I was
and
surprised.
And now he's going against a bad Ravens defense. I don't care who's back.
That's why A-Chain, I expect a high-scoring game. It's going to have to be points to win it.
A-Chain is a weapon. Jalen Waddle just had a 100-yard game. This is going to be a tough game for the Ravens.
I never said it wouldn't be. I just think they're going to win. You know, I just...
Man, they better.
Yeah, if they don't win, I think their season's pretty much over.
They better win.
2-6, you're halfway through the season, basically, and you're 4 games under.
Yeah.
Although the only saving grace for all of these teams is this division. It is far less than we thought it would be. It's also banged up in so many ways. Quarterbacks are not playing. I mean, again, 9-8 could be your – and I never thought that. I thought the Ravens would have, all things considered at the beginning of the season, the best record in the AFC.
I thought they would win the Super Bowl. That's how good I thought their roster was. I mean, they go into Minnesota after this, into Cleveland. They're not good enough to just roll off tons of wins. They have five losses, Bob.
I know, 2-5.
They still have two games against the Bengals.
What happens after this game? They have the Jets, I believe.
Is it Miami or Minnesota?
At Minnesota. This game? Immediately after this game?
Yeah, they'll have a long break because it's a Thursday game.
Then what?
At Cleveland, home against the Jets, who look like a real football team all of a sudden.
That defensive, although Baltimore's defense hasn't been all that much better.
And then four games out of their final six in the AFC North, where things are always wacky. Right. And you don't just sweep the AFC North. They got two against the Bengals, two against the Steelers, the Patriots, and at the Packers. They already have five losses.
I know. That's why they have to go really 9-2 the rest of the way.
I don't see anything better than 9-8 for them. And even that would require a lot. And they better damn well win tonight.
And then if you're the Steelers at 4-3, you may have felt that good when you were 4-2. Now all of a sudden 9-8 or less is a possibility based on how these games go. So that's why this game is very important. The Steelers are only 11-9 in their last 20 at Acrisure Stadium.
I know.
And that's not a good sign either. I mean, that used to be a place where teams would come in here and you knew it was going to be a tough. Now it's not so much, and they have to change that also.
We're going to see Colts fans take over the stadium now?
No, they don't travel the way. Green Bay is a different dynamic. I think those people are similar to Steeler fans.
Yeah.
You know, they do. And I think the added headline of Aaron Rodgers, former Packer great, playing against the guy who replaced him, I think that was all the intrigue that went into that and why ticket prices were completely crazy for this game.
Here's something, Bob, as we switch topics rapidly and perhaps abruptly, is Tomlin going for it on fourth downs. I heard him talking about this on the morning show. He's the only coach in the NFL to not go for it on fourth down this season when the analytics say he should. So excluding situations of desperation, really. And the Chargers are the next lowest at going for it, and they do it 40% of the time. Not a lot of risk. However, part of that, I'm going to stand up for Tomlin on this. Not in all situations, mind you. But he has the best field goal kicker in the league. And let's take the Packers game, for example. They had 16 points at the half. That's on a pace, if I'm not mistaken, for over 30. And they were getting the ball to start the second half. And all those field goals are from the high red zone. So it's not like he's going for it at the other team's, 21 on fourth and one or something. People want him to go for it at much higher, if you will, places on the field. So if you're going to go for it on fourth and two from the other guy's 38 or something, then you have to make it worth it. You have to convert A and then we'll go in for a touchdown B. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Boswell field goal from 56. That is a weapon to have a kicker like that. And I think field goals get a bad name. Tomlin, all he wants to talk about is you can't just kick field goals in this league. You better convert those field goals into touchdowns. Well, when your defense plays like it should, then you've won games. You won two games last year just with field goals. You were ahead 16-7 at the half on pace to score over 30 points thanks to Chris Boswell. When you have a great kicker like this, Bob, sometimes it's okay to settle for three, and I think a drive that bogs down at the other team's 38 and winds up with 3 points is pretty good.
Yes, all things that you say there are fine, except one thing. When your defense plays like it is, 3 points won't win you a lot of games, especially against a high-power team like Green Bay or like the Colts or any passing team that can light you up, and Cincinnati did as well. I think even at halftime of that game, I was thinking to myself, 16-7, it could have been worse for Green Bay. The Steelers had opportunities.
Yeah.
And I will say that while I agree with you generally, when you have an automatic kicker, that's an advantage. We've watched kickers miss all sorts of kicks this year. It is points, and you want points. But there are times, given the flow of the game, and I thought this one instance this week where it was 4th-and-2, and they were in field goal range, but they were moving the ball quite well. It stalled a little bit. I would have gone for it there knowing that I thought at some point Green Bay was going to score some points, and they end up doing that. So you have to make your choices at that point. Against teams that you could beat, and with your defense playing at a high level, field goals are good. When your defense is not playing at a high level, Field goals are not going to win you games.
It still could and still should, though. You don't expect your defense to be – if you're expecting your defense to be this bad, you might as well forfeit the rest of the season.
But what have we seen, though?
You saw them on pace for 32 points at the half getting the ball.
About the defense. What have you seen from them?
That they are that bad.
They are. And they have to change that. And until they do, you're going to have to score points.
Well, I think you can still score them with field goals and mixed with touchdowns.
There should have been a field goal kicked when they were down there.
Well, that, yes. That he let the players talk him into it.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm never going to say field goals are not good, especially with Boswell kicking, because it is automatic. But what I'm saying is certain times against teams that are really good, you got to make sure
Listen,
you score points.
Everybody likes touchdowns better than field goals. But when you bog down at the other team's 37 and still get 3 points out of it because you have the greatest kicker maybe in the history of the league, I'm taking advantage of that guy rather than taking the risk that I'm, A, not going to convert the first down, and then, B, not drive it all the way in for a touchdown. Give me three right there from 57 yards.
I get it. But again,
he's
the longer
automatic.
The game goes, the average is the Steelers' defense is going to give up some points.
Yeah.
And when you have opportunities that are fourth and short, I think sometimes you got to take
them. In
the
deep red zone, for sure.
Right.
I, that's
where,
I would
a lot,
agree
that's
with
where
that.
The fourth and two I was talking about occurred.
Yeah.
So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. There we go, and you heard Shelty's voice, and that may be our lead, but I wouldn't presume anything. It's Limit's ball game, and we're just living in it.
Joe, I do want to make that the lead. It was a little bit of a surprise to all of us last night, but Derek Shelton has been named the new manager of the Minnesota Twins, where he was formerly the bench coach before being hired by the Pirates. Bob, Shelty's going home to Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I've always had a lot of respect for him. I know it's a tough situation he was in here. He didn't make it any better. And that was the thing that made it a lot of people think it was impossible to get back in the game. However, it's not like he's going to a Minnesota team that has a lot of resources either. They're going to have their same issues over there. But for him, I'm glad it's, you know, he's back in the game. He wanted to be back in the game, and we'll see what he does with it. If you were a manager waiting for a better opportunity, chances are you aren't going to get one. So now he has another opportunity to show what he can do. Although, again, I think the resources, Joe, are not going to be at his disposal.
Let me put it to you this way, Bob. I'm reading a story where the headline is, how low could the Minnesota Twins payroll go? And they're talking about under $100 million, $95 million or lower. It's a horrible job. They're in a rebuild suddenly. But I did not think Shelty was going to get another crack at this. I wish he would have gotten a crack with a better team right now, but it's a team on the way down.
Yeah, they traded 10 guys at the deadline.
Like, how often does a baseball manager go in at the beginning of a rebuild and be the guy still standing at the end of it? It's almost like you're a sacrificial lamb. Having said that, I wish Shelty all the luck in the world. I think he's a good man.
He is.
I think he was. I don't know how good of a manager he is. I think he had to go here because it was just the end of the line, you know? We may never know how good of a manager he is here, but I do know this. Joe Torre, Dave Roberts, Casey Stengel, Sparky Anderson, Jim Leland, none of those guys would have won under the same circumstances here that Shelty faced.
No, it's about
Nor
talent.
Would they have come close to winning.
It's like Dave Roberts has a built-in lineup every single day. He can go five deep, seven deep, and starting pitchers are all $100 million pitchers. It makes it a big difference.
Right.
But this is a trend now maybe that I thought would hit Minnesota. I was not expecting Shelton to get this job. Just today, I think the Nationals brought in a 33-year-old. He's going to be one of the youngest managers, and he was in Tampa system. He was a manager in their system, not with the Rays.
Yeah.
He's 33. He had a big record in the minors. They're going in that direction. This after San Francisco decides to go with Tony Vitello, who's a guy, he's older, in his 40s, but still, he doesn't come from that old guard.
Interesting hire.
Yeah, and so they're trying something new because maybe they think, you know, these guys who we bring back over and recycle are just not going to be the guys. Yet in Minnesota, they're going to believe in him. They have a history with him, so I wish him well. I hope it goes well.
Me too.
For him.
Next.
All right, Matt Rhule has officially signed a new extension with the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
We are not.
And we are happy that this is the case, that Matt Rhule is staying in Nebraska, who is 0-11, 0-11 against the top 10 in his career. It would be James Franklin 2.0. And Joe, Matt Rhule will not be the Penn State new head coach. The search continues for who it will be. It might be Brian Hartline.
Man, if I were a Penn State fan, and lots of them here in Allegheny County, I'd be thrilled with this news. This guy's never won a thing. Never won a thing. I don't know that he's ever won a truly big game in college football. The highest ranked team he's ever beaten in 10 years as a coach was number 20 Navy when he was at Temple. What are you doing here? And look at Nebraska all of a sudden. But why are they signing Matt Rhule? What are they doing? What are they doing?
I mean, they're 6-2. Their best win this year came against Maryland, I guess.
Didn't they just lose to Minnesota?
They did, 24-6. That was the game that basically made you say.
And then they bounced back to beat Northwestern. Their games are up there right now.
Yeah, they lost a 3-point game to Michigan.
Yeah, so I'm not sold on Matt Rhule. I never was. You know, saw him in the NFL for a short time. That didn't work. I just think.
So who's up now, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, they have plenty of time to figure this out. I'm not sure how far they want to go. And, you know, you have recruiting and transfer portal, all that stuff to deal with. I think they're in a position to strike and get ahead of the curve on those programs that are still looking for head coaches.
Well, it was time to move on from Franklin. I think we can mostly all agree with that. At least that's what I believe. Do you think the timing, though, kind of hurt Penn State, though, Bob? Because, look, now Matt Rhule, if you wanted Rhule, Rhule signs this extension. Cignetti, a couple of days later, signs an extension. A lot of coaches are getting paid because of these midseason firings.
This is also why, to me, I'm always going to do it at the end of a season. It's very unlikely the guys in big-time programs who are doing well are going to leave that program. The better suggestion would be take the money that comes with an extension. Even though you just signed an extension, you get another extension. That is normally what these guys get fearful of. So I think I've always believed that in-season firings are not the best way to go for a team or a program like in a college situation. I always think it's better at the end. Now, they may think they've had time to figure things out behind the scenes, but if so, again, to your point, Austin, if they want the guys that they really want and they're tied up, chances are they're not going to be free until the end of the year. And in the meantime, those other programs could get in their offices and say, here's what we have for you. Our boosters have shown up. They're going to get a $10 million raise to stay here. Okay, good. I will.
To play devil's advocate to my own argument, this is probably the one year that that might not be the case, though, because Florida's open. LSU is open. Florida State might become open. Maybe Penn State set the trend in the right direction for this season and have got their search going.
Regardless, it's still a really good job. That's inarguable.
It is a really good job,
right?
And I think someone's going to want a really good job.
And what makes it, there are many things that make it good, but for me and you and probably most people, the definition of a good job is how much money are you going to pay me? And they're going to pay, and they're going to pay big. So,
What I'm saying, if your guys you really want are already currently employed, it almost makes it impossible because they'll use that to leverage more money out of the current job they have.
That's fine.
I know, but it limits the guys you want, is what I'm saying.
Don't talk behind limits back.
Thank you, Joe.
Which candidates are hot, warm, or cold to replace James Franklin from Penn Live? You ready for some of these? May I interject limits?
I would love you to.
Why don't you and Bob talk about this? I'll just bring up the topics. You take over the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I would like that. Eliah Drinkwitz from Missouri.
Hot property right now.
Hot, they call him.
Yeah, his team is really good, too.
I would say hot as well. He's had a good run at Missouri right now. Now they lost Perbula. A guy named Matt Zoller.
But he's not going to walk away from a team right now that's on the verge of doing something special, is he? In season?
His program is like, I'm 10th in the SEC where he can go to
the
a top
coaches
four
tell
program?
You all the time about, I don't want to leave my kids in a lurch and leave them. I find that hard to do.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're looking for your overall standing, Penn State is in the top four of the Big Ten. Missouri, you're talking top 10 of the SEC? I mean, there's a long list of teams.
He's in the verge of turning everything around. He is
two other candidates. Mike Elko, Texas A&M head coach, cool. And Kalen DeBoer, Alabama, hot.
He wouldn't.
Hot?
He wouldn't.
They rate him as hot, Bob.
Now,
If Alabama misses the CFP, it would be no surprise to see one of the sport's biggest brands look for a change, and that would leave DeBoer available.
That's what, 2 years into this?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's turned this team around after that Florida State loss. I do. I think Alabama's really ranked fourth right now.
You think if Alabama misses, you'd be surprised if they moved on from him?
Did you say they were going to miss? I didn't. I think
no,
they're
I said
in
if
it. I
they
think they're going to win it. I think
okay.
They'll be in it. There's 12 teams. They
but
have to
the
be
whole
of
point
them.
Of them saying he's a hot candidate is what if they don't?
It's all speculation. I don't see that happening. He'll remain there. So I don't think that's a candidate that makes sense for Penn State just because he won't leave.
Bob was very stern and borderline mean in his opinion.
No, that was not. Well, do you agree? I just
you two are talking here. I'm only the
I knew he would break his own rules. He always tells me about breaking rules. And what's
I didn't.
He do? He said, "You guys go ahead. I'll just sit here." No, you won't. You'll stick your nose in, and I know
I'm
you
a
would.
Moderator. I'm trying to go back and forth with slight editorial comments.
I think Alabama will be in it.
I do too. If DeBoer, if they have three losses, then they're out. They still have buffer for one more loss, right? Just one loss in the season for Alabama. We've not seen a three-loss team ever make the playoffs yet.
But we haven't had 12 either.
Oh, right. Last year,
do you like
first
him as a candidate? Limits?
Honestly, not really. Just because it's Alabama.
What about Brom from Louisville or Louisville?
You're not supposed to do that, Bob. That's my job in this discussion.
I'm sorry. I go back in my lane.
Bob, it's time to backpedal. Backpedal, Bob, like you're Jalen Ramsey trying to catch
the
up.
The next candidate listed by Penn Live is Brian Hartline, Ohio State defensive coordinator. Warm right now is the talk around Brian Hartline. I'd be all over this. Great recruiter, great coordinator. What's the problem here? Just developed a freshman quarterback.
Yeah,
What's the problem with this hire?
You can actually do this one in season. You know, as things are moving along, we've seen that before, where you just say, okay, I'll take the job at the end of the year, but I'm still going to stick with my team until the end of the year.
Mr. P?
So here's the problem with Hartline. When he was originally the co-offensive coordinator when he first started out a couple years ago.
Wait, is this still the first segment of this hour? Or are we in the second segment?
No, second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
When Hartline was first brought on, it was it was still Ryan Day calling a lot of the plays. And then last year, it was Chip Kelly calling all the plays. Brian Hartline was still called co-offensive coordinator. Incredible recruiter, great wide receivers coach.
Who's calling the plays this year?
It's mostly still Ryan Day with Hartline. Ryan Day has a lot
of
influence.
That's fair.
According to, we've had Landon Tangwall on the
show
before.
That's a great point, and I think a better point than you made.
It was a better point. Thank you very much.
I watched his YouTube video on this.
I could admit all that. That's fine. That's a good argument back.
I wonder if Hartline is just ready for that next step because he's not even like the sole proprietor calling the plays.
Here's the interesting one, and he's warm right now as a candidate, according to Penn Live. Urban Meyer. What do you think of him, Bob?
Based on his success when he was in college, I probably would have no problem bringing him in there. I think he's still capable of doing what he did both at Ohio State and prior to that Florida. So
I don't know. Well, no, I'm not allowed to editorialize. Please continue.
No, you can.
He just didn't seem well in Jacksonville. He didn't seem like a well man.
Did Matt Rhule seem good to you? Did Nick
Saban
in the pros?
Like, he seems
guy. Did they do a good job? No.
I know.
You get to the NFL,
Meyer
it's all
seems
different.
Like something's off with that guy. I don't know.
Maybe it's doing too much television. It can do that to you, you know.
Wonder Twin?
Yeah, there has been a lot of talk about Urban Meyer, and I'm not going to say anything that could incriminate me and get myself pushed back at by the savvy
old
news.
What do you have, inside information? What's happening here?
There's a lot of talk with Urban Meyer. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think that Urban would be very interested if he was offered
the job. Would you like it? Would you hire him?
I would, because it's Urban Meyer, and he wins. And I know that it probably wouldn't be the best fit at Penn State.
He won anyway, yeah.
But wherever he goes outside of the NFL, he wins in college. And
that's what I said. That's appealing.
I would be completely fine.
Big time programs.
If it was like 4 years of Urban Meyer yelling at everyone, but they won a national championship, I could care less. They won a national championship.
Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, warm. Would Penn State go to the Vanderbilt well again, Bob? Yes or no? Would you?
I would certainly inquire. I think they're doing a really good job down there. That program is surprisingly good. I mean, they've turned it around. He's been the guy to do it. So I would not turn my back on him. If we had discussions and I came away impressed, I would see that as a possibility.
I think it's nice that Vanderbilt is becoming AAA for Penn State coaches, James Franklin, and then maybe Clark Lee. I don't know if you really want to go back to that well,
but
I
can't
agree.
Hold that against
what does
him?
That have to do with anything, though? It has nothing to do with the fact that it's Vanderbilt. You know what I mean?
It's just about a guy who's taking a program and taking it to a different level.
It was only a joke. Clark Lee has done an incredible job. Like, this is the best that Vanderbilt football has ever been since the 40s. And he's back at his alma mater. I wonder if he would leave just
LSU
for
might
that
be
purpose.
LSU might be a
Wait,
place.
What? You don't think he'd leave Vanderbilt for this?
No, no. Did you see the SEC documentary that they did on Netflix where Clark Lee is like all in on Vanderbilt? All
did
in.
Did you see what his paycheck will look like if he goes to Penn State?
Well, it'd be a lot. Maybe 13, 14 mil.
But it could get that way at Vanderbilt also.
That's true.
They have people down in Nashville who have a lot of money.
That's why,
those
what
are those
I said about,
music artists.
That's what I said about Cignetti. It's a whole new model out there where all the old ideas are out the window. It's how much, whether you're a player or a coach, it's how much can you pay me? And look at Indiana. They've got the Mark Cuban, Phil Knight thing going on there. And so they have a billionaire benefactor. Who's to say they can't spend whatever they want, whenever they want, wherever they want? They did for Cignetti. They did for their quarterback this year.
And those same people are going to have to pony up here for all the NIL money that is needed anymore. That's one of the things I don't like about some of the stuff that goes on in college football, where you have guys and universities paying $57 million, $80 million buyouts to coaches when you need that money to bring in people, players, who are going to want money now today.
Yeah.
This has become
one.
You know, if a guy like Brian Kelly doesn't want to work, let's say he doesn't want to work, you owe him all that money, right? And then so what? You got to make
well,
up for
no,
that?
Well, no, not necessarily. It's like the Franklin thing. I think something that everybody, including me, overlooked was, oh, my God, now they have a – what was the Franklin buyout?
$50 million.
$50 million. Well, immediately there's stories that come out with language. There could very well be language in that contract that if you go, yeah, it's a giant buyout, but if you go get a new job, that money offsets your buyout.
But I'm saying, how about
buyout.
If he doesn't want to? How about if Brian Kelly says, well, then, I'm done?
Then that's a
he
different story.
He makes $800,000 a month for the next 5-8 years, whatever it is.
That is a different story.
Yeah, and that's
But
my
that's
point.
Hard to believe. A lot of these, who's the last guy who got fired and said, I'm done?
How about if he's one of them? How about if we sit here again and again talking about this? Maybe again is too much for him.
We're sitting here again.
I keep mistiming it.
About the same thing.
Let me try again, Limits. Sure. It's very, he does it in a
Twice.
Very
it's the second again.
Non-rhythmic. It's he And it's not thoughtfully
well, just like
non-rhythmic.
His offense at LSU non-rhythmic. Has been non-rhythmic. Okay.
Let's go. I'm going to get this. I missed it again.
Talking about
Damn it.
The same
thing. That was a good one.
One more time. No, it wasn't.
Yes,
by
it
that
was.
Time, I was late.
You're spoiled. You're spoiled. Again, talking about the same things. Very good, Bob. Same.
Can we I hear Coach McDaniel on his meeting with the owner in Miami? Bob, I need to hear this once a day because a lot of times I'm a little confused. I didn't know it was the second segment, for example, and I need a beacon of clarity, an example, a mentor when it comes to being clear with your thoughts.
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was. And, you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
I love that ending for some reason, Bob. And that was kind of the extent of it.
Coach.
What was the extent of
Can
what?
Can you imagine his pep talk? What is that like? We have a big game. We have Baltimore, Baltimore coming, and the Ravens, and you know what we have. Okay, go
How
ahead.
About about Joe Brady, the Bills coordinator? He's listed as a cool candidate, and not in a good way. Like that's not happening. You disappointed, Limits?
Not really.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit.
Well, doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're very much okay with this. Bob, I'm not sure if he's doing a good job with the Buffalo Bills right now, let alone what he would do at Penn State.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I'm not. He's not even in a list that I have in front of me that I would want.
All right, fair enough. Next. Oh, there's one more.
You didn't bring up Brom yet.
No, he's
nobody
now the betting
cares
favorite.
About him, and nobody's he, what?
He's the betting favorite now.
It says cool on Brian Brom. He's the betting favorite now?
I just saw.
I love. I think he what he does down there. I think that's worthy of hiring.
No, not Brian Brom. Jeff Brom.
Jeff.
Brian
right.
Brom's the old quarterback
right.
from.
Lincoln. I know who you meant. I say Oliver Luck instead of Andrew Luck.
But you didn't correct me, and therefore I said it twice. It made more of an ass of myself.
I was trying to be respectful.
Our guy Brett McMurphy says that according to Kalshi Betting,
Jeff Brohm is now the favorite at 40% to be Penn State's new head coach, and Brian Hartline is second at 29%.
Holy horse milk.
How about this? Can I ask you this on the topic? Is LSU now, they've decided to use a search committee, and they stripped any power of the athletic director to hire their next coach. They cite failures in the past using this. So is that the right way to go? Because you know what happens when you have search committees.
Well, then why do you have an athletic director?
That's what I'm saying. You get boosters who now feel they have an opportunity to move in there.
Actually, now that I say that out loud, you could have I could have said that for the past 15 years because you're right. These what did you call them?
Boosters?
No, the search committees.
Yeah, search committees.
They hire these search firms, and the ADs haven't been doing, a lot of them haven't been doing their job
for
years.
But is that the right way to do
it? That's how you wound up with Kevin Stallings here, for God's sakes.
They spent a lot of time and money looking for that, and they came up with him. So, I mean, you could have failures anyway, if the AD picks the person or if a search committee picks
exactly.
the person.
I don't think it matters at this point. But they say of Jeff Brohm, he's had success at Purdue, a tough place to win, and now Louisville, his alma mater. Back home with a clear path to the college football playoff every year in the ACC. There doesn't seem to be much motivation for Brohm to leave, but he's a good football coach, and it would be an interesting swing for Pat Kraft and Penn State. What do you make of this?
I like him. I like what he does down there.
Do you love him? Is he a home run hire? Would he get Penn State where Franklin couldn't?
Is anyone guaranteed of a home run? If you're a head coach coming into this situation, you know what the expectations are. It's not unlike Alabama or any of these players. They want to win quickly. So you know that coming in.
I told you they should lure Matt Canada out of retirement. What do you think?
Everyone thought Deion Sanders was a great hire when he first, there was some buzz and some magic, and now the reality sets in that it's not a good hire.
Well, they're better than they were, but it's not the kind of hire they thought it would be in the end.
Right, and that's with any of these guys, you run the risk of that.
What about him, Limits? What about Brohm?
Yeah, I think he's done a really good job at Louisville, especially because...
I can already tell by your tone that you're not thrilled with him either.
He's not thrilled. You can tell, too. It's a way that you presented that.
Exactly. Without the way that I presented it by saying, instead of, let's go!
Yeah, the way you were on Matt Rhule. You loved Matt Rhule. You wanted Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Sure, that's what you would.
Who's
like
been
to
the
believe.
Guy that you? Who's the guy you wanted? You
I wanted Cignetti. That was number one.
Do you have a choice that you're thrilled with? You haven't seemed like you're thrilled with any.
I'm
of them.
I'm not thrilled with anyone else.
Well, who would you hire?
Cignetti. I would hire Urban Meyer. If it was up to me right now, I would hire Urban Meyer.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Interesting.
It would be, but I wouldn't. You know, I would understand why if they're doing it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Rainy today in a high of Nick Kerbig, 51, a low of Carson Bruner, 44. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Marcus Freeman, would he leave Notre Dame to go to Penn State?
He has a pretty good job at Notre Dame. That would be a hard one. Brian Kelly left there, and maybe he regrets that now.
Would he leave to go to Florida? Here's a question for each of you. And I know you're a little biased, Limits, and that's okay. If you were leaving Notre Dame and you had a choice of Florida, LSU, or Penn State, what's the best job?
Florida, LSU. I'd probably have to say LSU, potentially, because of what they do down there and how much they put into it. But Penn State will do the same. They're all marquee jobs. I would probably pick LSU.
You?
I think LSU as well is the number one job.
Is Marcus Freeman... is he available, do you think?
Everyone's
Should Penn
available.
State make the call?
You're hired to be fired and hired to be bought. That's how it works today.
Mm.
Doesn't it?
He's not going anywhere. I would be very surprised.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know, man.
As long as they have a path to be in this playoff, and I think they do every year.
They have some advantages, don't they, Notre Dame?
Tremendous advantages. So, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.